Thank you for joining us today. We are Inspiring Better Business, helping you to start, grow, and fix your business. What would you do if I said that I wanted to give you a crystal ball? This is a magical, mystical ball that could do so many wonderful things for you. Things like predicting the future. And it could answer any question about your business with more wisdom than the smartest advisor you could pay for. The magical crystal ball would never lie, no matter what the question was. And amazingly, it would have the power to save your business. It could recall the past events with stunning clarity, and it could save you from paying tons of money in taxes every year. Now you might be thinking, well, what is this mystical, magical tool? And if it's real, where can I find it? This magic tool is simply record keeping. Yes, you heard me correctly. Accurate records can do all those things that a magical crystal ball can do and more. Most of us at Inspiring Better Business can tell you a story or two of how we nearly destroyed our business by having poor record keeping. Please learn from our mistakes and our triumphs and start keeping accurate records today. Accurate record keeping plays a huge role in guiding your business towards success. The principles and truths in this lesson can also be directly applied to your church, to your family, or to any group that you are a part of. That's how powerful this is. Well, let's go ahead and dive into the story. Eve stepped through the door into the office of Jacob. He was an owner of several successful businesses. Jacob, a family friend, had agreed to meet with Eve and give her some advice. Sitting down in a plush chair, she started explaining, "Jacob, I need some help. As you know, I make donuts in the morning and then sell them at the market. At the end of the day, I have money in my pockets. But at the end of the week, I cannot pay all my bills. Every month, I consider quitting. But I want to speak with you one more time before I close my business. I keep thinking, should I get a loan to make it bigger? What should I do?" Leaning forward, Jacob responded, "You are asking me, but do you realize that you have the wisest advisor in the world right at your fingertips? This advisor knows more about your business than anyone else, including me." Eve looked confused, but was willing to listen further. So Jacob continued, "Accurate records are the wisest advisors in the world. Whether you have $1 or $1 million, accurate records will never lie. Accurate records never forget the past. They are not driven by fear or emotions. Accurate records can protect you from the tax collectors and can help you predict the future. God gave you a nervous system to protect you from harm and keep you alive. Place your hand on a hot stove top and your nervous system will quickly report to your brain, 'Ouch, this is damaging. Pay attention to me.' Well, in the same way, God gave you the record-keeping system to protect your business from harm and keep it alive. It is your record-keeping that will report back to you, 'Ouch! You are losing too much money in this arm of your business. Pay attention to me!' As you move forward with your business, your records will give you the feedback to know if you should, 1, stop, pause, and inspect the records of your business for insight and wisdom. Or 2, change directions. Accurate records help you to recognize what is working well in your company and cultivate and nurture those areas. And there's a third advantage if you're considering going forward on some project. Accurate records can give you the confidence to keep moving forward and removes the fear and doubt that can hold you back from walking in the success that God has for you." Then Jacob started looking through Eve's jumbled mess of paper records as he said, "I know that updating your revenue and expense ledgers are the last thing you want to do after a long day of work. But if you had current, clear records, most likely you would not need me to be your advisor right now. You could glance at your reports and make a better decision than I could ever do as your advisor." Jacob took a deep breath and dove in. "We will start by creating a profit loss report. It shows the net profit or loss for a specific time period. You must create one every month, and after 3 months, add them together to show your profit or loss for that quarter of the year. After 12 months, add them together to show your profit or loss for the total year. Today, let us create one for each of the last few months. Comparing three of these monthly reports side by side will give you some kind of insight into the overall health of your business. At that time, Jacob handed Eve a sheet of paper with the following equation and teaching notes on it. This is what was written on the paper. Net profit, which means profit, equals revenue minus cost of goods sold minus operating expenses. This is the most basic equation that you must know and understand in order to calculate your profit or loss. Jacob continued to explain in more detail. It is important that you keep a ledger for each of those three categories: your total revenue, your total cost of goods sold, and your operating expenses. It does not have to be fancy. Grab a piece of paper or a napkin or any kind of paper and draw some lines on it. Actually, do not use toilet paper. It will rip apart too easily, Jacob said with a smile, trying to lighten the mood. But you must start keeping track of each one of these categories. Jacob continued, now last month, which was March, do you know what your net income, which is profit, or your loss was? Thinking carefully, Eve replied, I had $1,000 in revenue, and it only cost me about $400 for the ingredients to make the donuts. So I had $600 profit, right? Careful now, is that everything? Jacob questioned. Does this include all the items needed to make the donuts? All of the cost of goods sold? Did you account for the water and the cooking oil that you used? How about the charcoal for the fire? When you sell your donuts, don't you put them in a box or wrap them in that thin paper before you hand them to the customer? Eve had never considered anything outside the handful of direct ingredients used to make the dough. Thinking through this, she replied, yes, I do use charcoal to boil the water. And I use oil, and I do wrap each donut in a piece of paper before handing them to the customers. Each month, I probably spend $180 on the charcoal, water, and oil, and probably another $50 on the paper to wrap them. Jacob continued, you are thinking that you made $600 profit, but at the end of every month, you are spending $180 to replace all the charcoal, oil, and water that you used from the house that was specifically used to make the donuts. And the donuts do not make themselves. Labor must be accounted for, whether it is your labor or someone else's. One of the biggest mistakes first-time business owners make is not paying themselves and not realizing that they're actually an employee of their very own company that they own. After thinking for a few minutes, Eve realized that it would cost her $250 for someone to take her place if she was not there, and this would be the monthly cost of labor to make the donuts, go to the market, and sell them. Jacob continued, are you selling those right out of your kitchen? Do they come to your front door? Or do you have some transportation costs to sell them elsewhere? Thinking, Eve said, I do take a boat-a-boat-a taxi to the market, and then I come back, and that costs me $50 over the month if you count all of it together. Okay, Jacob continued, those are your direct cost of goods sold for what you can count going into making the donuts. Now we must learn and think about the operating expenses. These are expenses that you must pay even if you do not sell one single donut. For example, do you rent the stall at the market, or do you have other overhead items like electricity, or do you think about giving your mom something for using her stove? Eve stated confidently, I pay $100 per month to rent the table and the stall space at the market, and I have a six-month contract. I think that's everything, though. I can't think of anything else, and I'll have to pay my mom something in the future. Adding up the figures, Jacob continued, let us see what your business advisor, your accurate records, have to say now. For the month of March, you thought you had a profit of $600. But when you've added up all of the expenses that we've just discussed, you had a net loss of $30. You see, as soon as you hire and start paying an employee the $250, you will be losing $30 a month to run a donut business. Because you were the employee of this month, you should have paid yourself $250. But in reality, since you lost $30 on the business, you were only getting $220 because you had a net loss for that month. You would have made more money if you were working for someone else as their employee. Eve looked a little stunned, but Jacob continued, "Your March profit loss report shows that you need to make some changes. You can try increasing the price of your product to increase your revenue, but customers may not be willing to pay more. At the same time, research and experiment to see if you can decrease your operating expenses and your cost of goods sold. But be careful, don't lower the quality. I am very confident that you can find a way to have a net income, that means profit, instead of a net loss. You can do it. I know you can." Now there's more to this story, and we will cover it in the next lesson. I think most of us can relate to Eve in that most of us initially do not enjoy the task of record keeping. At the end of a hard day of work, the last thing she wanted to do was think about working some more. As her story unfolds, she learned, as I did many years ago, that when we are diligent with record keeping, we are steering our business towards a steady, healthy profit. My business was literally paying me to keep records. And the opposite of that was true as well. The times that I failed to keep records, my business was suffering. My profits decreased, my money seemed to fly out of my pocket, and my suppliers were angry with me when I couldn't pay them. I was driving my business down the highway of life with my eyes closed. It is interesting how clear the Bible is on this very point. Let's look at Luke chapter 14, verses 28 through 30, and it says, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Wouldn't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? If you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build, and he wasn't even able to finish it.'" The Bible is very clear on this topic. There is wisdom in keeping good records, and now you have a choice. Are you going to keep good records? This is applicable not only to your business, but everywhere there are money transactions, including your personal finances, your church, your school, and everywhere. Don't miss the next lesson. We will hear more of Eve's story and learn from her experience on the benefit of good record keeping, especially a regular profit and loss report. It is a simple and very powerful tool for you to have within your grasp. Until then, remember to use what you have where you are to start, grow, and fix your business today. Thank you for being a part of Inspiring Better Business.